Dámy a pánové, dobré odpoledne. Dovolte, abych vás přivítala v Černínském paláci, abych zahájila krátkou tiskovou konferenci. Na úvod bych poprosila pana ministra Karla Schwarzenberga, aby řekl několik slov.
S velikou radostí se tady uvítá ministry zahraničí státu Izrael. A obzvláště v tomto domě. Neboť můj velký předchůdce Jan Masaryk byl jeden z hlavních podporovatelů vzniku státu Izrael a na začátku taky se mu dařilo podstatně v boji o svobodu a nezávislost Izraele přispěti. A v této tradici velice hrdě a šťastně pokračujeme. A můžeme dnes říci, že vztahy mezi Izraelem a Českou republikou jsou opravdu výtečné. Máme dvoustranné pochopení pro naše pozici a situace. My podporujeme Izrael ve svém nikdy neutuchujícím boji o přežití v velmi, řekněme, nevlídném okolí a obdivujeme to, co Izrael v posledních desetiletích dokázalo na výstavbě. Tudíž jsem byl velice rád, paní ministryně, zde pozdravit, protože doufám, že i toto přátelství mezi našemi státy bude pokračovat, i když už dávno v tomto baráku nebudu. Poněvadž to je stálice naší politiky. Ale teď bych rád opravdu předal paní ministryni slovo.
Thank you very much. For me, this is a visit of friendship. And talking about the relations between Israel and the Czech Republic, we are talking about real understanding, real friendship, sharing the same values. And this is something that didn't start in connecting diplomatic relations between Israel and the Czech Republic, but it goes years and years ago, as was mentioned by my friend, the foreign minister, in the times even before the establishment of the State of Israel. So while we are facing new threats in the region, it's important for us to know that there are some friends that support the values and the raison d'etre of the State of Israel. And of course, this friendship is being translated into day-to-day life, trade, and just today I think that in a symbolic manner there's a new opening of a new factory, of an Israeli factory, not far from here, something which also relates to a connection between the owner of the factory and his Czech grandfather that used to live here. So in a way, the roads are being connected also on a personal basis, but also when it comes to investment, I think that in the last few years, the numbers are numbers that we are proud to say that a lot of Israelis are investing in the Czech Republic in an understanding that there are new options to explore. And this is also part of the results of the understanding and the friendship. We in Israel, in our region, we face a difficult situation, complicated situation. Israel is under attacks by Qassam rockets from Gaza Strip to Israel. Just to remind that Israel withdrew from Gaza Strip only a few years ago, not in order to go back, but in order to open a new window of opportunity to peace and to give the Palestinians an opportunity to use this new situation for the benefit of their own people, but unfortunately it's being used against Israel. And it is important to understand that when it comes to the Middle East and to the region, the conflict, we should put aside all the old understanding of the conflict. And it's not anymore the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but it's more a conflict between extremists and moderates. And in a way, Israel shares the same interest like the international community and the free world, like other moderate and pragmatic Arab leaders, like other also pragmatic Palestinian leaders. But at the end of the day, on our way to achieve peace and to try to find a way toward peace, it's crucial to understand that part of the process should be full renunciation of terrorism and violence.
Dámy a pánové, teď je prostor pro vaše otázky. S izraelskou stranou jsme se dohodli, že budou dovoleny 3, takže vás poprosím, abyste se ptali skutečně k věci. Takže první otázka, prosím, abyste se představili vždycky médium. Prosím, tak tady.
Martin Onáš, Czech Television, good afternoon. Madam Livny, my question is concerning European Union's policy. What do you think that European Union could be doing for the stability of Middle East and is not?
Well, basically Israel sees itself as part of the international community. We share the same values also like the other European states. And it is important that the world will use a dual strategy, on one hand to keep the pressure on the extremists, to delegitimize a government which is being controlled by terrorist organizations like the Palestinian government, to keep the demands on any Palestinian government to meet the three requirements of the international community, and simultaneously, of course, like the Israeli policy, to support the moderates. And right now, since the EU is part of the Quartet, and I think that today there's going to be, while we are talking, I think there's a meeting of the Quartet here in Europe, I think that the real understanding of the terrorists, of the extremists, that the world show determination, and that terror is terror, it's terror, that there is no just cause for terrorism, and on the other hand, to explore together the ways towards peace, this can help. Just after the war in Lebanon, and for the first time, Israel also agreed to international forces, especially European forces in Lebanon, of course, also on the Israeli, on the Lebanese side, but close to Israel, as in a way as a kind of a test case. And I believe that the relations between Israel and the EU are improving. There are international forces in Lebanon, also in Rafah passage, the EU BAM, they are monitoring the passage. So at the end of the day, the more Israel understands that EU or that share not only the same goals, but also the understanding what are the right tracks to reach these goals, so the more we will be cooperative when it comes to Europe.
Tak poprosím o další otázku, pokud nějaká je. Někdo se hlásí?
Okay.
Není další otázka. Tak v tom případě vám poděkuji za pozornost a přeji hezké odpoledne. Naschledanou.